Mike Lindell, pandemic lockdowns, riots continue if we go down that bad path for Biden. By Robert Krajicek on July 8, 2020. Lockdown responses to the coronavirus outbreak and leftist-driven riots offer a vision of socialism under a Joe Biden presidency, said MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, author of What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, offering his remarks on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. They've got this agenda, cautioned Lindell of Democrats and the broader left. Since this pandemic, and the riots, I think it's showing everyone. It's probably helping, everyone's going to see what things could look like under socialism. With all of our freedoms taken away, because we have a taste of that. Lindell urged Americans to vote for President Donald Trump in November. Describing recent unrest and government-decreed lockdowns as a perfect opportunity for supporters of the president's re-election bid to speak to people on the left. Democrat leaders in various cities and states have exposed themselves, he added. If you look back and you didn't do your part, it's going to be a bad day, warned Lindell. It's going to be very bad, because everybody can see where this is going if we would go down that bad path for Joe Biden. Listen. Lindell described Trump 2024. The World After Trump, a forthcoming film he is involved with, as an amazing documentary to build political support for the president and challenge left-wing hostility towards Christians. I was tired of Christians being shamed, harassed, and intimidated for supporting our great president, Lindell said. I decided to get involved, because it's an opportunity for various Christians to support our president. It's going to help him get elected. The film's producers are currently raising money for its distribution through Kickstarter. The film features conservative and religious figures Brigitte Gabriel, Franklin Graham, Robert Jeffress, Alveda King, Tony Perkins, Dennis Prager, and Paula White. Lindell reflected his recovery from drug addictions through a faith-based approach. I was a functioning cocaine addict that switched to crack cocaine in the early 2000s, shared Lindell. I've had 14 near-death experiences. I've had miracles that happened that have gotten me out of situations, and throughout the book, God was chasing me. I did a full surrender on February 18, 2017. Before that, I was believing in God, but I couldn't get there. I just said, show me more. Addiction is a manifestation of a person's attempt to escape pain and trauma, assessed Lindell. I believe addiction is not a disease, Lindell determined. I believe it goes back to wounds from childhood. My parents divorced when I was 7 years old. My mom and dad, and I was the only kid from a divorced family in a new school, and I thought, I'm not good enough. I had fear of rejection, so I would either be very, very quiet, or I would show off, kind of like the class clown. Lindell added, I'm going to be setting up the biggest addiction platform, I believe, ever. And I'm going to launch that on September 26th of this year. That's going to help millions of addicts. This platform I'm setting up is going to address things that manifest into addiction. Marlow concurred with Lindell's assessment of personal agency as the core of recovery from addiction. It's very interesting, Marlow exclaimed. You say that you don't regard addiction as a disease. Neither of us are doctors, so we can't be too literal in that. But I really love that message. Because it's about personal empowerment. It's about not thinking that you're a victim of your own biology, but that you can actually control yourself. It's a very profound approach. Faith-based organizations are more effective than their secular counterparts in helping people recover from addiction, determined Lindell. Lindell stated, secular treatment centers shame you while you're in there. They're going, you hurt your parents. You hurt your kids. You spent all your money. You get out of there going, I feel worse than I did when I went in. And now I don't have my drugs or alcohol to hide and mask the pain. It's simple. The truth is that trauma, things that happened in childhood, these are the things that cause addiction. Unresolved trauma, from both childhood or adulthood, manifests into either a sense of unworthiness or pain, added Lindell. Either way, you're having an addiction to mask that, he said. Success rates of secular treatment centers, I believe, are less than 10%, concluded Lindell. Your faith-based treatment centers, like your Teen Challenge, Union Gospel, and Salvation Army, across the country, those are 80% plus. There's a reason for that. Lindell recalled political attacks directed against him and his company following his expression of support for Trump. Before Donald Trump was elected president, he invited me to Trump Tower in New York in a private meeting, said Lindell. We talked about products being made in the USA, how he was going to bring the jobs back. We talked about my addiction I had and how he was going to stop the drugs pouring in. We talked about the inner cities and just all these amazing things that he was going to do. Lindell continued, I walked out of Trump Tower. And I talked to a lot of Trump's employees, and everyone's going, he's the best leader. He's an awesome boss. He's a great person. I went back to Minnesota and I did a press release, just saying I met him, and no media outlets called me up to be on their show. They didn't even know what he had talked about. I was called a racist. I was called everything by them. I was attacked by the Better Business Bureau. My company was put from an A+ to an F, and it just went on and on. I stood firm and didn't back down one iota, added Lindell, and the whole country got behind me, stuck up for me, and I broke on through. Leftist-driven boycotts targeting my pillow revealed the impact of politics to Lindell. He said, politics, I learned, are one of the most important things that affect everything we do. I never thought they affect anything, and that's why I'm all in for this president. I'm all in for what's right, and I'm not going back down, ever. You cannot live in fear, remarked Lindell, we are the silent majority. There are actually very few people on this extreme left, but the sad part is most of them are our leaders, like our government in Minnesota or Minneapolis. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.